Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back with an instant reaction podcast to spring football practice number 4. Miami Hurricanes are back to work after taking last week off due to spring break. Plenty of news to get into here as Miami comes off the break. We'll get into that later in the podcast. I want to start with kind of what we observed today while we were out there during the media viewing window. From what I could tell, no major depth chart changes in terms of guys, you know, slotting up for second team. They were still working in spiders, so kind of fake shoulder pads and shorts. Mario Cristobal did say they will go full pads for the first time this spring on Thursday, so that'll definitely be an important time for guys to earn roles or solidify roles. But the portions we watched, you know, I thought just the one-on-one session that we watched, Gabby, Reese Poffenbarger had the best day of the quarterbacks. That's not to say the other quarterbacks looked bad. I just think Reese was the most on point, particularly with his deep ball. He had a nice one to Nykar that I remember. And just in general, he did a good job. One other thing that kind of stands out, Gabby, that I think is being developed with the quarterbacks and with this passing offense in general is back shoulder throws. In the one-on-one session, it seemed to be a little bit more of a point of emphasis today, that connection between the quarterbacks and the receivers on back shoulder throws. That really wasn't a staple of the offense last year. And I do think that's something that Shannon Dawson wants to work more into the passing attack. You know, it's just kind of a changeup, obviously. If you have the ability to go deep, working some back shoulder type of throws keeps a defense honest as well. And it's also a good way to just pick up first downs. What stood out to you about the one-on-one sessions, Gabby, that we watched?
Yeah, again, I did notice today they worked a lot of back shoulder. Nykar, again, I thought that was a really good play he made. One play before that, I thought Reese Poffenbarger, threw a really good ball to Ray Joseph, who created, you know, separation on Dylan Day. I mean, I think he continues to kind of, you know, elevate his game, you know, here in year two. I mean, Xavier Strepo made another highlight reel catch over Michelle Powell, you know, in the end zone, kind of, you know, goes and makes a contested catch, you know, kind of got a lot of people excited. So I think Xavier Streppo, you know, even kind of working the short game, you know, I thought he was running really sharp, crisp routes, you know, just kind of coming back, finding the ball. And, you know, so I thought Xavier Streppo just continued to kind of shine. I thought Josiah Trader, JoJo Trader, the true freshman, had a really, really good day. You know, I think he's a really silky route runner. You know, he was kind of working some slants today, and, you know, I thought he created, you know, again, a good bit of separation on those, where he kind of gave the quarterback plenty of room to kind of find a throwing lane in a pocket to kind of, you know, deliver it in. I thought he did a really good job. He also made another a big time contested catch where he kind of went over the top of Zaquan Patterson and made a good play there too. So JoJo Trader, I think, is, again, continuing to kind of, you know, show promising things early on. Elijah Lofton maybe made the catch of the day. Caleb Spencer got really handsy with him, you know, clear defensive holding. A flag was thrown. And, you know, despite all that, he still kind of fought through the contact and ended up making a pretty wild one-handed grab, you know, with Caleb Spencer, again, kind of all over him and really just clear defensive pass interference. So Elijah Lofton made some good plays. Tight end room, you know, I thought, you know, I guess maybe this is speaking more to the safeties. I thought the safeties did a better job kind of covering the tight ends. You know, I thought Elijah Arroyo had a harder time separating today. I would say the same about Riley Williams. Zaquan Patterson made a really good play where he nearly picked off a ball intended for Riley Williams. Again, I think the safeties have done a better job sticking the tight ends today during one-on-ones, which is good. I thought Jadis Richard had a pretty good day, you know, working at cornerback. I thought he was less handsy and, you know, did a good job of kind of keeping some things in front of him. But, you know, to echo what David was saying, I thought that Reese Poffenbarger probably had the best day of the quarterbacks, you know, when it came to the one-on-ones. Cam Ward, I thought he still had a good day, but, you know, was, you know, off on a couple throws here and there. Nothing to be alarmed about or concerned about. You know, those are just, you know, things that kind of happen over the course of a practice. And, again, Reese Poffenbarger, I thought he looked really sharp today. So those are a few takeaways that I had from what I saw today, David.
Some guys coming back as well. You know, Coach Cristobal hinted at this after the first spring practice that some guys would be working their way back from recovery or health. After spring break, we noticed Akeem Mezador dressed out, you know, kind of going through drills. I don't think he did everything, but he was out there. Same with Damari Brown, the corner, so that's a good sign for that room. Same with Robert Stafford. That's a good sign, again, for that cornerback room. Cam McCormick out there as well, so that was a good sign. One thing to mention, Wesley Besaint was in a red non-contact jersey today. So he was limited. He was out there, but he was limited. And then Ruben Bain was, we didn't see him. Asked Coach Cristobal about it after the practice. He said he's a little banged up, nothing serious. They just kind of held him out today. So we did see him arrive late. You know, I'm sure it was planned that way and didn't seem to have anything noticeable in terms of like injuries or anything like that. But he was not out there. Maybe the most interesting thing coming out of the spring break in terms of a potential position change, I don't know if it's like cemented yet, because he did, when we were watching Gabby, he was practicing still in a wide receiver's jersey. But Robbie Washington, the wide receiver, second year player out of Miami Palmetto, was getting some reps at cornerback today. And honestly, I think he did pretty well during the one-on-ones. I think early on in the process, Gabby, he might have been, in the recruiting process, he might have been graded as an athlete because it was kind of up in the air in terms of this was when he was a young player, would he be a guy that blossoms into a receiver or a corner? I do think Robbie has the physical traits to hold his own at corner, and I do think he has the aggressive mentality that you need to play defense. I think it's just a matter of if he wants to do this, stick with that process of developing on defense rather than play offense. But I think from what we saw, Gabby, I think he showed he can. I think his path to playing time is clearer at corner than it is at receiver. There was one rep in particular. He might have gotten called for a PI because he got a little too handsy at the end. I don't think he needed to, but he kind of gave Jacoby George a nice rep in one-on-one. I'm intrigued by this move. You know, I think you and I talk about during the break how ideally Miami might need to go and try to find two corners in the portal. Well, if you add Robbie and, you know, there's something there to develop, that means to me you only got to go get one corner potentially in the portal. I like this idea. I hope they can sell Robbie on it moving forward.
Yeah, I love what you said about just like the clearest path to playing time for Robbie Washington might be making this move, because, you know, Xavier Restrepo, of course, you know, being a fifth-year guy who's cemented as a slot, and Ray Joseph emerging behind him, you know, with Robbie Washington kind of being like the third-team slot. Again, I think he has all the traits and the tools. You talk about the mentality. Like, Robbie does have sort of that, you know, sort of alpha kind of, you know, dog mentality that you need to have at cornerback. Of course, it's a developmental position, and there's a lot that Robbie Washington would have to learn before getting on the field. But look, that's a position of need right now for Miami. It's an area where it seems like he's just naturally gifted. He's a great athlete. I think he has a great understanding of the wide receiver position, obviously, which I think translates. You see a lot of, you know, a lot of good corners were at one point wide receivers. You know, there's a lot of guys that have successfully made that transition and have developed into good corners. And I'm not saying that necessarily means that Robbie Washington is, first of all, doing that, or that means he would just naturally be a good corner. But I feel like it's definitely a move that I think has potential to work out, just because of the type of athlete that Robbie Washington is. And then again, just watching him work today in one-on-ones, I think that he has just a natural skill. You know, just I think he's a good football player, a good athlete. And, you know, I think maybe some of the footwork stuff is probably going to be a thing that he's going to have to work on, you know, just the DB feet rather than, you know, some of the things that maybe he works at wide receiver. But I think Robbie Washington and that move is something I would personally welcome again. And I hope Robbie Washington welcomes, you know, an opportunity for him to potentially or you know, carve out a role for himself, if that's the clearest path to playing time for him, which it seems like right now it might be. So I'm all for it. I think it's a really cool experiment. I think this is the time to do things like this, you know, in the spring, to see if it's just something that could work out. And watching him just kind of embrace it, you know, the wide receiver guys were excited about for him when he made a play or when he had a good rep. You know, the defensive guys were working with him. You know, it seems like, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for him. You know, long-winded answer, but yeah.
Last thing to touch on, a bit of news, Henry Parrish, the fifth-year running back. He originally signed with Ole Miss out of Miami Columbus High School, transferred to Miami 2 years ago. In the last two seasons, he has been Miami's leading rusher, just over 600 yards in each of those seasons. Henry Parrish met with the staff on Monday and kind of let them know, I think, his plans were to enter the transfer portal and explore his options there. You know, Coach Cristobal after today's practice confirmed that and, you know, made it clear that it was kind of a mutual breakup, saying that it's the best scenario for Henry Parrish and it's the best scenario for the University of Miami. So, you know, I think if we were projecting, you know, guys currently on the roster, you know, Mark Fletcher was probably going to be the starting running back at Miami this year. He's currently not participating in spring because he's still working his way back from an injury. Coach Cristobal did say he expects him to be fully back, fully cleared by late summer. So things appear to be on track there. So hope that remains to be the case. But in general, Gabby, look, this running back room is thin right now in the spring, but that does provide an opportunity for one of these guys to go out and try and grab a role, whether that's Trevante Citizen, who is, you know, dealt with bad luck in terms of knee injury since his arrival at Miami, Chris Johnson, who is a redshirt freshman now and one of the fastest players on the team, period, and early enrollee Chris Wheatley Humphrey. So AJ Allen also out this spring with some sort of injury deal he's recovering from. And Miami will add Jordan Lyle, the 2024 signee out of St. Thomas Aquinas this summer. a talented player in his own right. So, Gabby, how do you view this running back room for now? And, you know, I think you and I have hinted for a month or so that running back was going to be a position that Miami attacks in the portal. To me now, that becomes an even greater position of need, and it becomes a situation where I think you got to get like a proven starter. I think before Parrish leaving, I think, you know, you could have gotten away with a depth piece. I think now it's pretty clear you need a guy that can come in and be a top two running back in the room.
Yeah, I mean, you look ahead to just, again, what the spring transfer window potentially provides. Like, I definitely expect Miami to be in the market for a running back. You know, we'll talk about what that looks like. You know, I think that they're going to go shopping for a potential starter, a guy who could potentially be a feature back, you know, as Mark Fletcher works his way back, and, you know, him still being a young guy. And I think just this is something we've talked about a lot too, just understanding what this team has the potential to be. And, you know, we've talked about going all in. Like, I think Miami is going to look for an option that, again, I think just continues to add to the potential firepower of this offense. So that's why, you know, as Miami begins this search for a potential transfer portal running back, whatever that looks like and whatever becomes available in that spring window, again, I would expect them to be, you know, competitive and active, you know, especially, you know, in that running back market for a potential top, you know, tier player that becomes available that explores those options. So, you know, as far as the guys coming back with Trevante and Chris Johnson and Chris Wheatley Humphrey, I know Miami's excited to get those guys reps. I think that these are crucial reps for those guys as, you know, again, as Miami kind of, you know, builds and develops some of those guys as Trevante Citizen works his way back from those injuries. And, you know, I think it's really, I think these are big reps for guys like Chris Johnson. You know, guys like Chris Wheatley Humphrey, I think they're meaningful as those guys continue to develop and kind of come along. But again, I think when it comes down to it in this spring window, I feel like Miami's going to be very, very active in that running back market.
All right, we'll wrap it up there. Appreciate everyone for listening to this Instant Reaction podcast. Miami will get back at it on Thursday. Again, that's going to be full pads. And we will provide a recap of that session as well on Thursday. So until next time, take care.